Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien. How may I assist you?
What's the name of this company?
We are a third-party call center. We service hundreds of merchants and thousands of products for their customer service lines. Can I please get your first and last name?
What's the name of your company?
We service hundreds of companies.
How about you? Who pays you?
I would be able to give you that information once I locate your account. Can I please get
no,
your first and last name?
I'm not giving you any information because you guys commit fraud, so I'm just wasting your time, actually. You're a jackass, and you're going to go to hell for stealing people's money, actually. And people are going to start coming after you and figuring out where the fuck you're at. And we're going to fucking start having big fucking problems with you. You get that? You charge my credit card without fucking my authorization? You're lucky I don't fucking come after you fucking people in person. You understand?
I'd be happy to assist you. I'd be unable to do
so. I'd be happy to find out where the fuck you're at and who the fuck you work for. So you could tell me that. You could start with that. You guys don't even pick up the phone. You pick up the phone at 4 in the morning, but you don't pick up the phone during the day. When my bank tries to call you about the $67 that you charged on my credit card unauthorized. So what the fuck was up with that? I didn't give you permission to do that.
We have
you guys said you were trying to send me a bag online, and then you guys didn't even fucking send me a receipt. And you're not going to send the bag, obviously, because it's fucking fraud. You charged $67 on my account after you charged me for a $5 bag that you didn't send and had no fucking intention of sending. So where do you work and who are you? Because I'm going to fucking call you until I'm fucking find out. And when I find out, I'm going to go there.
We have call centers located throughout the United States. This call center is located within Alabama. I'd be unable to assist you without your first and last name.
Well, my name is Matthew Guzzo, and that's all I'll give you.
Thank you, sir. Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
Absolutely not. You committed fraud with my credit card last time I gave you any more information besides that. And I want to talk to somebody about that.
Can I get you to confirm your email for security purposes, please?
Guzzo.matthew@gmail.com.
I do see that a order was placed for a tactical bag via a survey for $5.74.
Yes, and then the next day you made a fraudulent charge to my credit card account in like 2 or 3 days later for $67 that I didn't agree to.
I do see that the order has left the warehouse. It is on its way out to you. It was stated within the terms of agreements that it was a gift to get you to enroll into the discount membership club where you have a chance to win items monthly. People do win those items, but it is not guaranteed.
It didn't say any of that shit, dude. It did not say any of that fucking shit, man. That's fraud. What you guys did is you committed fraud.
We are located in the U.S. We follow all the U.S. code laws and guidelines.
Bro, it said that I would pay the cost of shipping and you would send me the bag and I would never be charged again is actually exactly what it fucking said. And you guys didn't send me a receipt because you guys didn't want to say that you said that.
It was stated within the terms of agreements that it would enroll you into the discount membership club.
You guys are going to be charged with fraud. I promise you that. You understand? Over this particular thing, I'm going to take you to court. You guys need to send me a fucking refund in the mail. Because my credit card is actually blocked to you guys because you guys committed fraud with me.
I'm going to go ahead and cancel this so you're no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us. Do you have a dispute or fraud filed with your bank?
Absolutely.
In which
you actually committed fraud. You guys should go to jail for it, and you guys aren't gonna is the problem. But I'm gonna fucking find you and make you fucking pay for it in blood. You realize that? I'm gonna fucking find you because you're a fucking criminal. You think the cops are gonna go out of the way to protect a bunch of fucking people that are stealing people's fucking money? Absolutely fucking not, man. You fucking tell me where the fuck you're at. You're in Alabama? Where's your address?
I'm not going to be able to assist you if you're going to use profanity and threats towards me. I'd be happy to assist you.
You guys stole from me without my permission. So why do you think that, like, I'm the one being offensive? It wasn't in the terms of agreement at all, man. I fucking took a screenshot of the fucking thing, man. I didn't agree to pay you $67 or anything ever more than that $5.95 or whatever. That's all I ever fucking agreed to. So you committed fraud on the other $67.
I can give you the website where the order was placed so you can review those terms and agreements. I can walk you through where they're located.
I didn't agree to it.
You wouldn't have been able to place the order without agreeing to the terms and conditions.
You guys know that nobody agrees to that, man. You fucking know nobody would just... You think somebody's going to pay $67 on a bag they never even fucking looked at, dude? What else do I get for that $67 on top of the bag? What do you think my expectation was I was getting for that $67? And when did I ever, and never, ever, ever did I agree to anything specific about paying you anything beyond the $5 or whatever. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but you're actually building a stronger fraud case for y'all right now, because I'm recording this call, and I'm going to turn it in with an affidavit to the court, because you're committing fraud. When you take people's money and they don't authorize you to do that, for something that they don't even know what's going on, that's called fraud, homie.
It gives you a chance to win items monthly, as well as you'll receive a $199 voucher sent over to your email that you can use for their online shopping store. I do have you canceled. You're no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us. If you would like a refund, we need the bank on the line. Inform the bank you're willing to drop the dispute, then we can issue you a refund.
I'm not going to drop the dispute. You guys committed fraud. I want you guys investigated for fraud. That's what you guys do. That's what your actual business is.
Is there anything else I can do to assist you?
You guys don't sell shit, man. You weren't even going to send anything to my house. You didn't send anything to my house. It's been a fucking week, man. You were just going to continually charge my credit card until I noticed.
The item has left the warehouse. It is on its way out to you.
It's 4 in the fucking morning. In Alabama, you pick up the phone at 4 in the morning. What time is it in Alabama? 6 in the morning? But you guys don't work at 8 o'clock during the day or 9 o'clock during the day yesterday when I called you?
We are a 24/7 company. We
no,
never
you're not.
Close.
I called you a bunch of times yesterday and you didn't call me back.
I do see that you were on our callback list and you did receive 4 callbacks.
Yeah, right. You guys know you stole my money. You know it. I didn't agree to anything, man. I didn't agree to anything except for that fucking backpack. You know that.
Is there anything I can do to assist you?
Backpack here, man. Honestly, I can block it all with my bank. You guys aren't getting shit from me, except for I'm going to find your fucking place, and I'm going to go there.
Okay,
and then
so
you're going to have a big fucking problem. Do you understand?
This is the second time that you have made personal threats towards me. I cannot assist you if you're going to continuously insult and threat me.
So why don't we call the cops, man, and we'll just talk about how you commit fraud, okay? So let's get the police on the line. You call them and tell them I'm threatening you, and we'll talk about the fraud that you committed against me. How about that?
Is there anything I can do to assist you?
What, you're a fucking freak because you're a fucking criminal, and now you got another fucking criminal on the line? Now you want to be afraid? I don't give a fuck, man. I am threatening you personally because you're a fucking criminal who steals people's fucking money, and you're going to get what you deserve, and you're probably going to get it from me.
So I'm going to go ahead and disconnect the line due to the profanity and threats that are being directed towards me. Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I'm going to call y'all back.